I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that one in every 54 children in the U.S. has autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. To talk about the importance of early identification of ASD and also specialized therapy to help is Dr. Laura Carpenter. She's a professor of pediatrics in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, why is it so important to identify autism early in a child's life, and how early are we talking about?
We have extensive evidence that shows that kids who are identified earlier get more therapies and earlier therapies than kids who are identified later, and that on the whole, they have better long-term outcomes. Unfortunately, the average age of diagnosis of autism is still about 4 years, and that hasn't changed in the last 20 years. But what has changed is that we now know we can reliably diagnose autism very early in life, often by around 16 months of age. We also know that there are some kids that simply can't be diagnosed early and that their symptoms might not become apparent until they're school-aged.
And what are some of the possible signs of autism in early childhood?
So by 15 or 16 months, your baby should be making eye contact with you and sharing warm, joyful expressions with you. Your baby should be making gestures like waving and clapping and pointing. And importantly, your baby should be using pointing to show you things she's interested in, as well as to ask you for things. Your baby should be able to follow when you try to point something out to him, like showing a boat or a dog. And your baby should be able to perform actions with objects, like putting a spoon in a bowl, rolling a ball, playing with toys like they're meant to be played with. So if your baby is not doing these things by 16 months of age, you should talk to your pediatrician about what you've seen.
In addition to the child's pediatrician, what other early intervention resources do parents need to know about?
In South Carolina, if your child's under three, you can also contact BabyNet through the South Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Most people don't know BabyNet can provide early intervention services for kids under three for free, even before a diagnosis is made. And a lot of people also don't know that kids who are over three can get services through the public school if they have developmental delays. So if your child's over three, just call the public school closest to your home and ask for what's called a child find evaluation.
And Dr. Carpenter, tell us briefly about these early interventions. What kind of therapy helps a young child?
So young kids with autism usually need three core therapies. They need speech therapy to target their communication skills, occupational therapy to target self-help skills and sensory issues, and ABA, or applied behavior analysis therapy, to target social skills, behavioral challenges, and other issues that go along specifically with autism. There's also a lot of evidence that teaching parents to work with their kids with autism can have huge impacts on their children's learning and behavior.
During the pandemic, is autism assessment and even intervention being done virtually?
There are some providers that are offering virtual assessments and virtual therapies, but I think for the most part, particularly when we're talking about very young children, providers are trying to do assessment and therapies in person when the family feels comfortable with it.
Dr. Carpenter, thanks for providing this information about autism spectrum disorder.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.